This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Bruchim Abam. We're continuing in Mishnah Berurah, Daf HaShavua. We have one more Mishnah Berurah to read on Sif Yud Ches. So actually, I got a new Mishnah Berurah. It's called Mishnah Berurah Pe'er Halacha. I've had this on Hilchos Dalet Minim, where they give you pictures of all the different psulim that the Mishnah Berurah talks about, with the lulav, with the tioimis, with the esreg, with the arava. But my friend Dr. Philip Wroclawski recommended this, and I think this is going to help us a lot. Before I give my official recommendation, I do see that he gives pictures for every situation the Mishnah Berurah speaks about. It might be kedai to get. Give us a couple of days if you want official recommendation, but it looks like it's going to be helpful. Okay, so we're in the last halacha of Sif Yud Ches. And the Ramah said, V'chein hadin b'yudei hashin. The same thing would be with the yudim of the shin. V'hatzadik. And the tzadik. V'ha'ayin. V'ha'pei. Im nagoy b'guf ha'ois yoyser mimakom dibukam. If they're touching the letter more than the place of their clinging. So, here, in this Mishnah Berurah, they do give you a picture of this. I don't know if you'll be able to see, but the yud of the shin is just thick. So I don't know if you'll be able to see well, but I probably recommend getting it. The yud of the shin becomes very thick, and you know what I could do? I could take a picture of it next time and share the screen. The yud of the shin becomes very thick, and it's thicker than its point of connection. Or the yud of the tzaddik becomes very thick, and it becomes thicker than the connection. Or the yud of the end of tzaddik, or the yud of the ayin, or the yud of the pei, and so on and so forth. So, we're up to the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan, Tzadi Aleph, V'ha-Pei, V'hu Adin. The same thing would apply, Im Regel Hasmali Shal Hatav. If the left leg of the Tav, Nase Yashar, became straight, V'lo Yoytzi L'mata L'chutz, and does not extend to the outside. So here, Here they do have a picture of it. I don't know that you're going to be able to see it. The ches over here, there's no leg protruding because the leg became very thick. V'lo yoytzi l'mata l'chutz, and does not extend outside. V'ayin b'levushe srad shenishar b'tzarachiyon. V'levushe srad has the following tzarachiyon. Lama tzarach klal grera. Why do you need to scrape it at all? Yam shech achakach, draw it afterwards. V'yava ma'adas hayud hashin, and thicken the yud of the shin ad sheyeh kohagen, until it's proper. Fine. So here what the Levushe Srad is bothered by is, why do you have to scrape? Just make the yud of the shin thicker until it's proper. Okay. Here he gives you a picture. I don't know if this is going to be helpful at all, but here is the ruined shin where you made the thickness of the yud too thick, so now the problem is, it's not allowed to be touching the guf ha'ois except for its point of connection. But when it's equally thick, so then it's like the entire yud is touching the guf ha'ais. So the question is, why do you have to scrape everything off and then rewrite it? Right? We know it doesn't help to scrape a little bit, because that's chak toichais. But why do you have to scrape the whole thing? What you could do is make it a little bit wider on the top. So by making it a little bit wider on the top, so then it's not completely attached to the guf ha'ais, then what it is it's only attached at its point of connection, which is a little bit thick, but the top is thicker. That's the question of the Levushe Srad. Bezos Hashem, tomorrow what I will do is I will try to take a picture and then I could share the screen so that you know, I could show everybody on the screen. So then you make the shin a little thicker, the same thing with the regel of the tuf. Let's see the regel of the tuf. Ayin sham. V'chein mashem pima gadim b'mishpatzoy zav. In other words, the regel of the tuf. Let's see if he has. Yeah. The regal of the tuf in this picture over here, basically, let me see if you could see. Here, you made it basically like a ches. So you don't have to scrape. You could just thicken the bottom of the letter of the tuf. And by doing so, that would fix the problem. All of this will help so long as you didn't write the letters afterwards. Otherwise, the tikkun of the tav is not going to help, because again, we mentioned that if it doesn't have the tsuras ha'is, then it's not going to help to thicken or to fix anything. Forget about scratching. Scratching only works if you scratch the whole thing and then you rewrite it. But even thickening, where thickening is giving it tzuras ha'ois, it's not going to help if you wrote letters afterwards. It's going to be an issue of shalei kesidron. Kivan she'em bayata tzuras hatuf, since now it does not, is no longer has the tzura of the tuf. Okay. Sif yud tes. Betchilas hakasiva yoy. Okay, so actually for this sif you don't have to, there are no pictures needed. So this is the halacha of lishma. Betchilas haksiva, in the beginning of the writing, yoymer bepiv, you should say orally, ani koisev l'shem kedushas tefillin. I'm writing for the sake of the sanctity of tefillin. Milvad ze, besides this, b'chol pam shekoisev askara, every time you write a mention of Hashem's name, tzarech loymar, you have to say shekoisev l'shem kedushas Hashem, that you're writing it for the sake of the sanctity of Hashem's name. So you have to say in the beginning of the writing of the tefillin, you're writing it l'shem kedushas tefillin. And aside from that, every time you mention, you write Hashem's name, you have to say that you're writing it for the sake of the sake of the kedusha of Hashem's name. Says the Mishnah Berurah b'tchila, de'imya af ois achas shalei nichtav l'shem tefillin. If there's even one letter not written l'shem tefillin, pasul. It's possible. Mahani havaras komas lishma. It's not going to help to write over it lishma. Utchilas. What does it mean in the beginning? What's leimer? Utchilas kol ha'parshias. The beginning of all the parshias. Yoimer ani koisev parshias. So you say I'm writing these parshias l'shem kedushas tefillin. Umahani zem midina afilum hifsik bein ha'parshias. This helps even if, let's say, between parsha 1 and 2 you're mafsik. It helps for all the parshias. Ach mikomakoyim. Nevertheless, toiv yoiser sheyoimer. Tchilas kol parsha. It is better to say in the beginning of each parsha, even there are 4 parshas, in the beginning of each parsha, you should say you're writing it for the kedusha of that parsha. Hakesiva, nira du'adin betikun ho'isyos hanefrados, detzarch lishman. Let's say you have 2 letters that are touching, and you have to separate it lishma. Hoel de'belav hachiyat filanim sulan. Since if you don't separate it, they're puzzle, So the ein aleim tzuras ha'osios kara, they don't have the tzuras ha'osios. So it seems like, if let's say at a later point in time, you want to fix two letters that are touching and scratch the connection, you'd have to say you're doing it lishma. I wonder what the halacha would be if immediately after writing tefillin, you notice that there are two letters are touching. Could you rely on the original articulation that you were doing it lishma? Okay, Rabbi, so we're going to hold it over here. Let's then we'll pick it up tomorrow. Have a good day, everyone. Bracha v'atzlacha.
Sorry. You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.